It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Studio Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the free Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning. We do have some baseball we will get into. It was not a great night. The Aaron Judge-less Yankees look absolutely lifeless, and it doesn't look like he's going to be back, at least in a couple of days. It might take a little bit longer for him to return to the lineup, and everything was going great until it wasn't. Last night, Atlanta for the New York Mets. It looked like they were on their way to a win, the first of this series. Of course, then with Scherzer and Verlander after that, and then everything fell apart. Cookie Carrasco ran out of gas. The bullpen blew it. And then the Mets couldn't get back over the hump offensively after scoring some runs. But right at the end of the show, yesterday, I saw this breaking news, because that's the only time that news breaks in sports, is right at the end of our program, that LIV Golf and the PGA Tour had reached an agreement to merge. And it really was so shocking that when I told you in the break, you said, you got to make sure that that's right. Double check that. I'm like, I'm not double checking that. I think it's CNBC. I think it's this. I think it's that. Because nobody saw this coming, at least not this soon. And the players even themselves didn't see it coming. The top players in the world, the Rory McIlroys and the Tiger Woods, were so outspoken against LIV Golf. That's how clandestine this had been. And now Jay Monahan of the PGA Tour was the guy who was slamming LIV and getting everybody together and rallying against the big bad Saudis. Now has climbed right in bed with them and given them a kiss. Good night and good morning, because now we've got a partnership. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Hey, good morning, G. Yesterday at 10 o'clock, you brought this up. I was stunned. You know, that was my initial reaction. And most of the people that are golf fans, I think, were stunned. Everybody was stunned. The players were stunned. This happened. It looks to be over the last 5 to 6 to 7 weeks. It took place over London, over golf outings and lunch, and it was not transparent at all. It was behind the scenes. The players had no idea. The agents had no idea. I know from a number of phone calls that I had yesterday that the players are pissed. They do not trust their commissioner, Jay Monahan. I believe that Jay Monahan and his PGA Tour group were backed into a corner. I believe that they knew that a protracted legal fight, they didn't have the chops for. They didn't have the money for. They don't also have, the want to have the discovery process to be out there, because I think there are things in the discovery process in a protracted legal fight that would be not only embarrassing, could also put them in a very, very bad financial light. And I think that those are some of the things that Phil Mickelson was talking about when he was intimating that he had information regarding the PGA Tour, the RNA, the USGA, and the PGA Championship, which is separate from the PGA Tour. Four entities all working, colluding together to somehow stop LIV and its growth. So I kind of understand what happened. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like the fact that it is a sports washing entity. When you go back to last year and you had President Trump say at Bedminster, the PGA Tour players should take the money now because there was going to be a merger. He saw it a year ago. And I would just say that there are names that you need to know in regards to the PGA Tour. Well, number one is Jay Monahan. He's the commissioner. He's the hypocrite and leader of the PGA Tour. And everybody feels the same way. I after listening to what he said to Jim Nance at last year's RBC Canadian Open, compared to what he said yesterday, is completely foolish.
Yeah, this he guy's looks, total snake. Right, well, total he looks, bull crap. He looks horrible today. He does.
He looks foolish. He looks very foolish. And he even said that yesterday. And I'm not debating that. I think when you think about the groups that are 9/11 families that are just completely blown away by this, as they were used as a political pawn in a fight between two entities, and now this is the end result. If I were a part of one of those family groups, I'd be pissed off too. I'd be so disgusted with USA Golf, PGA Tour Golf, And it's leadership that...
You know, especially that guy.
Well, it's not just that guy.
I mean, he was sitting... I know it's not just him,
but he's the face. He's the face of PGA Tour, so he's the voice. He's the one that everybody's going to run to, that everybody's going to interview. There are people behind him that are advising him. And it was very interesting that a number of these people, you know, I'm familiar with. I know who they are. I know they're good people in general. But I also realize that they're practical people. And if practical people sit in a room, go out and play golf, have some drinks together, go out to dinner, and do all this clandestine work behind the scenes, they're doing it for a reason. And they're doing it because they sense that they don't have the money for a protracted legal fight. They don't want the embarrassing, you know, discovery process papers being exposed in public. And they want to save their own ass. They want to save their own job. You know, Monahan, who works for the PGA Tour, which is supposedly a, you know, a non-for-profit right now, makes close to $9 million a year for a non-profit.
How is that possible?
Now, the interesting thing is that this new entity that is going to receive an infusion of massive cash from the Saudi Public Investment Fund is going to be a for-profit entity. It is no longer going to be a 501c3, a charity entity, although it will have a charity arm. But overall, the Saudis are smart. They don't want to get involved with the IRS. Now, interestingly enough, the other aspect to all of this is that, you know, initially, LIV Golf was saying that the PGA Tour is a monopoly. That's what they were saying, that there should be two entities that should be free to be able to play, and the players should be able to go back and forth and play whatever they want, wherever they want, however they want.
Mm-hmm.
Now what they're doing is creating even a bigger monopoly, you know, with this infusion of cash from the Saudi Public Investment Fund. So at the end of the day, there's another guy that you have to know who he is, and his name is Jimmy Dunn. Jimmy Dunn, for those people around here who know golf and love golf, know Jimmy and probably most likely love Jimmy, because Jimmy is an ingratiating personality. He belongs to every single major golf club in America and in the world that you could possibly... I've heard stories about him playing 200 rounds of golf a year. You would love to do that.
Sure. No, absolutely. I'm on my way to that this summer.
And maybe someday he'll take you out to Shinnecock or somewhere else.
That would be great.
But he also was the founder of Sandler O'Neill, which lost over 60 people on 9/11. And oddly enough, he was named a policy board member of the PGA Tour in 2023. And, you know, he's a Wall Street guy. He's a financial survivor. He knows, you know, the ins and the outs and the negotiations and the way around things and how to save different companies. And to me, when you talk merger in a lot of ways, especially in this way, where there's one entity that may have the public sentiment on their side, which I do believe the PGA Tour had, because I don't think LIV was going to last much longer. I really don't. I think maybe another 2 to 3 years, that they were losing money. They're on the CW, for God's sake. Nobody's watching it.
Yeah.
So I do believe that guys like Ed Hurley and Jim Dunn and maybe a few others that are close to Jay Monahan were looking at this and said, look, man, they're going to invest billions and billions of dollars into the game of golf, and we can spin it as this is great for the game of golf, and you know we're growing golf worldwide, and you're going to have to take the slings and arrows of looking like a hypocrite. And you know, I think financially we got to be realists here, and we got to take the money and we got to do the partnership, whether I like it or not, the 9/11 families like it or not. It's a practical way of looking at it, and you have somebody who was directly involved. And I was looking at it, the Golf Digest article about Jimmy Dunn that goes back a couple of years, how he was talking about he would never want to do business with the Saudis. He would, you know, because of the impact of 9/11 and everything else. And his words now look hypocritical.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, but they are practical. I'm just telling you, either the PGA Tour is going to be embarrassed by some sort of financial disclosure or some sort of collusion disclosure or some sort of facts that are in papers of discovery that they did not want to have come public. They did not want to have a prolonged and protracted
legal fight. Let me ask you a question.
They don't have the money, and they got backed into a corner where the Saudis came in and said, look, we'll be your partners, and we'll invest this amount of money. And guess what? All the top-end people that are running the PGA Tour get to keep their jobs, get to make even more money.
Yeah.
And then now it comes down to this. As I wake up this morning, I know the players are pissed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like, I know the players are pissed. And I know that they don't trust the PGA Tour leadership. And I know they had a meeting at the RBC Canadian Open yesterday. Somehow, some way, they're going to have to make those guys whole that stayed with the PGA Tour. And I don't know how that's going to happen. Now you got it.
All right. I just had a question for you.
Oh, hold on a second. I just get my feet off the desk. If Liv was going to go away in a couple of years, and you can drop this lawsuit at any point, because that's what you were trying to do, is get Liv to stop, why still go into bed with them when this could have been over with in a couple of years? Just because of the fact that they could all make out like bandits with money? Why couldn't they wait this out and let Liv dissolve if everybody was so sure it was going to be gone in 2 years?
Legal discovery papers.
But they could drop the lawsuit.
No, they wouldn't have dropped the lawsuit. The lawsuits would have kept going. All lawsuits are dropped as of today, as of yesterday.
Wasn't the PGA the one who filed it, though?
No, Liv has filed against...
They have also filed.
So there's discovery papers out there.
So they have to...
You have to remember, Phil Mickelson was intimating to extraordinary information that he had regarding the PGA Tour.
Right.
Extraordinary. He was basically threatening them publicly.
Yeah.
And that happened at the PGA Championships 2 weeks ago. So,
and there's no way, by the way, the last thing you said about the players that didn't take the money from the PGA Tour, there's absolutely no way that they're going to be able to make them whole, because they got guaranteed money up front. Dustin Johnson, $100 million. You had Cam Smith, $120 million, all up front. That goes right into their bank account immediately. There is no way that a guy like Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, any of those guys.
Because Hideki Matsuyama,
yeah,
who was on the world stage, was again, a lot of this stuff is rumored to have been offered north of $250 million because of who he is and where he's from.
Yeah, of course. So there is no way, I don't care what Jay Monahan says, especially the players are not going to care what he says now because his word is crap, but there is no way that they're going to be able to make up that money. So if I was one of those guys who's fighting for the PGA Tour, if you watch Full Swing, Rory McIlroy, everybody getting together with Jay Monahan, let's go, let's hold hands, let's make sure that we are together on this whole situation to defeat the bad guys because we are the good guys. I'm not going to take that guaranteed money from the Saudis. Now they're looking like, I trusted the wrong person. Mm-hmm. I could have been set even more so. I lost out on a guaranteed $150 or $200 million just for these guys who said that they had my back to do an about face.
Well, Jay Monahan may have saved the PGA Tour, but I believe he should resign. They should give him a package, let him go, and see you later. Because, you know, this is just going to be a reoccurring theme for a lot of people that are totally against this. And he'll have to explain to the players. Now, remember, initially, Liv Golf and Phil Mickelson wanted to have meetings with Jay Monahan, and they wanted to do this in conjunction with the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour would not take any meetings initially. They wouldn't take a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So they had no other choice but to go after the PGA Tour by signing the big-name players and convincing them to take the money. And that's why Brooks Koepka took the money. That's why Dustin Johnson took the money. That's why Phil Mickelson took the money, and so on and so forth. Because they would never come to the table. And now all of a sudden, a clandestine 5 or 6 weeks, 7 weeks in London without anybody knowing anything, including Greg Norman, the CEO of Liv Golf. He didn't know either.
Yeah.
So you have this guy from Liv Golf, and you have Jay Monahan and his guys around him trying to put a deal together, and they see dollar signs. That's exactly what they see, and they also know that, you know, they don't want to be embarrassed through the discovery process when they get into this protracted legal fight, and they were backed into a corner. The other thing, too, remember, Jay Monahan elevated a number of events, including the Travelers, which we're going to be at in a week or two weeks, right?
Yeah, where we have an hour each with the top golfers in the world.
If we don't, there's no reason to go.
Right, we'll actually leave. If we don't have one of those guests by 6:25, we're leaving the site.
So here's the thing. He elevated a number of these events to $20 million purses, which is great for the players that are playing.
Yeah.
unfortunately, he created like a mini event within the PGA Tour because other events don't have those golfers going to them because they don't have the elevated purse. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So he's separate. Like, he made a tour within a tour. And I would think, just from a practical standpoint, that the sponsors of those other tour events, which are no longer elevated or are not elevated, I would think that they would be upset because the top players, many of the top players, are not playing in those tour events.
Yeah, and I really don't think, I know there's going to be people that will be angry and call today, and those that were connected to 9/11 will be angry and they will sound off, and rightfully so. And there's absolutely no way that I could sit there and say that you shouldn't be upset about this. But I do think for the majority of people that enjoy watching golf, that enjoy watching the Masters and all of the majors every single year, for everybody who loves the game, that watches the best in the world do amazing things that you wish you could do out there on the golf course, nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to care.
At the end of the day, nobody's going to care.
No one's going to care.
Because all the golfers will be back together.
It doesn't matter.
And they will be making billions.
Like, right. And you think that when we turn on the Masters next year, when LIV Golf and the PGA have merged and we start a new season and the first major kicks off the year, that we're going to be thinking about the Saudis being involved in that? No. Absolutely not. No way. I'm not thinking about it. I didn't think about it this year. The only reason I thought about it was because this is the first time I saw those guys in a very long time playing, the Brooks Koepkas, the Bryson DeChambeaus, the Phil Mickelsons, and how it was interesting that they were at the top of the leaderboard, and that was the storyline. That was it. I wasn't sitting there going, wow, Augusta's ruined because these guys who took the blood money are now out there putting, over there in Augusta amongst the azalea bushes.
Yeah,
I wasn't thinking that, and nobody will.
The big problem that the PGA Tour has now is just the hypocritical nature of what it looks like compared to what they were talking about just 8 months ago, and how they were fighting and fighting and fighting. And you go back and you look at all these old quotes and everything that all these different insiders have had in regards to this. Now you realize that, you know, they can be bought off, essentially, which is what happened here. And, you know, for the players on the PGA Tour, it'd be interesting to see. I thought Jeff Ogilvy was probably one of the smarter guys yesterday. He said, you know what, I just want to, before I have my emotional reaction, essentially, I'm paraphrasing here, I just want to hear everything that's going on and how it's going to affect us. At this point, we don't know. And they don't know. And I don't even think that they've really figured out how they're going to do this and how they're going to allow the LIV players to come back onto the PGA Tour or the DP World Tour, and how they're going to integrate them all starting next year. That all starts next year, by
the way. Yeah, right. It's not going to happen.
It's not yet.
Now it's going to start the 2024 season.
I go back to the protracted legal fight. I go back to getting backed into a corner. I go back to having practical advisors saying, you know, we're going to have to do this if we want to save the PGA Tour. If we want to save it the way it is now, not only can we save it, we can totally financially enhance it by becoming partners with the Saudi Public Investment Fund. That is exactly what has happened, and they were brought to the table, and the pressure got so big and the money has gotten so big that they had no choice but to eat their words and look like fools.
Yeah, and basically, if they did not do this deal, it was a lock that the PGA Tour was going to go right into the toilet.
I don't know if it's a lock, but I know that they're being advised.
People are going to want to know that.
I will say that lawyers were making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in this fight. You know, the lawyers always win in these fights. They're the ones that are always pocketing the cash in the beginning. You know,
that's
they get
right.
Paid up front.
They're lawyers. They don't care about anything but money. They're lawyers.
And you take a look at the legal fight. And, you know, by the way, LIV hasn't won a damn legal contest yet. They haven't won anything.
Yeah, but they don't even care at this point, right? Because it's just throw money at it until you cave, until you
right.
And look get at down much, on your knee.
And look at it, you know, what, and you said a very funny thing yesterday, and I said this to a couple of my buddies that I was talking to last night, and they thought it was brilliant. And you said yesterday on a text thread that you were wondering when Kyrie and the NBA were going.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but right. That's going to be next.
That will be. I mean, watch out. I think Major League Baseball and the NBA more so. But those two are probably in the sights because this is a huge victory. If you were part of this Saudi sports watching public trust fund, whatever, and you saw this victory here, what's next? I don't
I'm not sniffing for sports minutes. I'm sniffing for the biggest, baddest players in the NBA, which is a global game, and I'm going to start LIV Basketball and hand LeBron James, you know, $250 million to go right into his bank account so he can go play over there in some sort of three-on-three tournament in, Islamabad.
Well, look at what they're doing now with soccer.
Yep.
I mean, that's all you have to see. The money is endless. The oil is flowing. Public policy here in this country is basically fueling a lot of it.
Yep.
And here we go. And I can totally, and I am on the side of the 9/11 family groups that look at this as just basically a stab in the back because, you know, they were the ones that were supporting the PGA Tour.
Right. Well, the PGA Tour and Jay Monahan and the others that you mentioned basically held them up as a shield.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the money got too great, they tossed them aside. And that is just, that's embarrassing and it's insulting.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I thought you were going hat every day now, Jerry. I thought that was the
going my haircut right after work.
Okay.
I heard you on the Warner Show said you were going to go hat every day because your hair's gotten to the point
now.
I
have a bird's nest on my head, basically.
I think your hair looks good.
No, there's not much up.
What's wrong with your hair?
It's so thin.
It does not look like that from the front.
Ready?
You don't walk around with your head down.
Yeah, but the problem is the camera's in here.
I see it.
Yeah.
I see it. It's
awful. Don't worry about it. It looks good, man.
What are you going to do? Shave it off now?
No.
I'm just glad you shaved your neck.
I'm going to keep managing it. Again, with the neck. I go every 2 weeks, so that doesn't happen.
I gave Matthew
my appointment. It's been a month.
Shaved your neck. It looks good.
I told you Kim was going to take care of that in time for the graduation, which she did. And now Phil, my guy over at the Prime Barbershop, will take care of it today.
Why don't you get like a one?
A zoom, zoom. Nah, I used to do that. I don't do that. I'm trying to preserve it as long as I can.
Yeah, I think that would kind of look good, though. Summertime, you know, it's hot.
No.
I'd see if you keep your head up that way when I look at you on TV. Yeah, you're
fine. Totally fine.
Now, when you bend your head down to read your computer screen,
there's nothing there.
Oh,
yeah.
It's not like Al.
I got like bird eggs up there. It looks terrible.
Jerry, what's going on in sports, man?
Oh, we are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Who did the hair weave thing around here? Why don't we do that with him?
I'm not doing that.
No, I always said if I go bald, I go bald. I'm just going to
have Zach Martin who did that, right?
Oh, it was Doug Gottlieb.
Well, Doug did the spray on his bald spray. Spot.
Zach did the chia pet thing.
Hey, do we have any black spray paint?
No. I'm not spray painting my head. Get out of here. I'm going to get my hair cut later.
Just fill it in a little.
No, I'm not doing that. I will do nothing unnatural up there. No, I go bald, I go bald, and I'll start wearing hats.
All right.
Which I thought I had started, but I'm going to go today and we'll give it a try.
All right. We'll see.
We shall see. So I'm going to give you this clip from, this is months ago. This was the, we know Jay Monahan looks bad. This makes him look worse, obviously.
Yes.
This was him. This is all over social media, as you can imagine. It's 25 seconds. He was with Nance talking about golfers going to live.
I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Well, now they're all going to be together as the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour and LIV announced this merger agreement into one unified entity, as they say. This was Monahan yesterday on a conference call. I'm asking you, is he calling here the LIV Financial Investors World Class? Is that what he's saying?
We're in a control position. We have an investor, a great and world-class investor.
Is that who he's referencing?
Yes. Okay. That's who he's referencing. No, that's why he should just...
Stop talking?
Two things. One, I do believe he just saved the PGA Tour.
Yep.
And the PGA Tour will remain the way that it is. And they'll continue to have their... money will be increased for the players... but I think he should resign. I think given the comments that he gave in regards to the 9/11 families, he should resign. They should give him a package, let him move on. He saved it. He's taken to slings and arrows for it. He saved his own job and take a payout and just go away.
Yeah, I would ask Steve Bartman what to do if I were Jay Monahan, because he successfully disappeared off the face of the earth, and everybody wanted to see him roasted on a spit. So yeah, that's what I would do. I mean, somehow witness protection, get the hell out of there, take the money, and don't be public anymore, because nobody is listening to you and saying what you're, or hearing what you're saying.
So where is he going to be? Like Jerry was saying before the show started, you know, for the next couple of weeks, there's going to be a lot of, you know, vitriol. There's going to be a lot of calls of these guys being hypocrites and things of that nature. And then after a while, it's just going to go away. And then
we'll
be worrying about something else. And like you said, next year at the Masters, nobody's going to be talking about this.
Yeah, well, it's like every other story in the world. We focus on these things. It's important for a couple of minutes. You turn the page, and that's the end of it.
And really, what I mean, what's going to happen? Because a lot of the sponsors of the PGA Tour, sponsors in the NFL, they all do business in Saudi Arabia. They all do business in China. They do business.
China?
Yes, with all these different entities. I don't know, what do you...
World of hypocrisy.
Right.
Here was one more from Monahan. Hey, let's celebrate.
I think today is it's a historical day for the PGA Tour and the game of golf. And you're right. You know, there's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. But what we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf.
Okay. Well, then there you have it. And this is all going to start in 2024. That was one thing he did say. So I guess they'll finish out this year as scheduled, and then everything will change next year.
So it's amazing listening to Jack Nicklaus, you know, at his memorial tournament this weekend, not knowing any of this stuff is going on. He was like, hey, you know, the LIV golfers, you know, they made a decision. They made a decision. They left. As far as I'm concerned, you know, they're not a part of the PGA Tour.
Well, they can come back now, yeah.
And then he has to put out a statement going, oh, this is great for the world of golf.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they all put out statements.
Jack, but he didn't have to, Jack.
Oh, boy, man, they all put out statements.
LIV.
Everybody did.
LIV, damn it.
Right.
I didn't.
The RNA put out a statement. The DP World Tour put out a statement. The USGA put out a statement. The LPGA put out a statement. The PGA Championship put out a statement.
I think they're fantastic.
There you go.
This must have really come together very quickly for no one to know, because this came out of left field.
It happened in London. Golf and drinks, and you know, just how business gets done at that level. That's how it gets done and where it gets done.
I hear you. All right, turn our attention to the baseball. We'll start with the Mets, since they started late, ended late, and lost late.
Ground ball up the middle. Escobar dives to his right. It hits off of him, rolls in his center. A run scores. Ozuna is safe. Arcia drives in a run. The Braves have taken the lead. The shot off of Escobar up the middle. It is 5-4 Atlanta.
That's Keith Radden, WCBS 880, the go-ahead base hit. And since the Mets offense is essentially dormant other than a couple of home runs, they would win 6-4. Mets wouldn't score again or really even threaten. Atlanta was down 4-1 with the home runs by Lindor and Pete Alonso, but they score four
Jeff
runs
McNeil
in the
sixth. Jeff, make that play at second base, you think?
I don't know. It depends on where he was positioned. I don't know. I don't know.
This is why you need the shift back. I've been saying it all year long.
To be honest with you, I think Eduardo Escobar is a better fielder than Jeff McNeil on the infield. Okay. So, who knows? Either way, the run probably comes in. Drew Smith, the loss. Carlos Carrasco went 5+, took a no decision. I have no post-game sound other than Buck Showalter, so we're out. Mets have now lost 4 in a row. They've again fallen under 500, 30-31 on the season, and they're 6.5 behind the Braves now. You get Max Scherzer, Charlie Morton tonight on WCBS 880 in the second of three. As for the Yankees, he was back, and it was great to have him back. And no, I'm not talking about Aaron Judge. I'm talking about John Sterling.
Pitch swung on, hit high in the air to left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. He's hit two home runs in the game. And there was nothing fluky about that one. That was bombed to left field and deep. A two-run home run for Zavala. And the White Sox take a 3-0 lead.
And he's referencing the 320-foot home run earlier in the game. Two home runs for the White Sox catcher. They beat the Yankees 3-2 through the haze of the Canadian forest fire smoke.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah, I had it. I told them I had it at my house too.
Yeah, I mean, even Spike was tweeting yesterday. Yeah. What is that smell in the air? I was like,
bad vegan.
Yeah, I was like, do you not read or listen to anything other than sports talk?
Roasted broccoli or something.
Quite possibly.
Roasted broccoli.
That was absolutely nuts.
Yes.
Air quality, unhealthy. I know. I actually got a little notification on my computer today that the air quality was poor.
Yeah.
And I needed to do something about it. What am I supposed to do?
Don't you have asthma?
I do have asthma.
You got to stay inside.
What's crazy is we were in Toms River for a baseball game, which is about 40 minutes south of me. It was beautiful. I go home. I was like, what the hell happened? Like, driving home, you saw it. It got darker and darker. It was just weird.
Is it still burning up there right now?
I don't know. Eddie?
Yes.
There you go.
So we're going to be dealing with this for a while, then.
It depends on the winds.
The winds and the jet stream and the whole thing.
Lucas Giolito, the win. 6 no-hit innings. And then he was done. 99 pitches.
Terrible.
Liam Hendricks.
This is the second time this year that's happened to him, right?
Can you pitch a little more? Come on.
I mean, you don't want to see him go like 150, but he could have pitched a little more.
Yes. 125.
Would have been nice.
You have a no-hitter, for God's sakes. Here was Josh Donaldson. So why was Giolito so tough? Donaldson did homer late in this game.
He executed a lot of pitches. Looked like his command was really good today. Made some big pitches and, you know, big counts.
Mm-hmm. Big counts. 6 no-hit innings. He gets the win. Clark Schmidt, the loss. He allowed 3 runs over 6. Yankees trail the Rays by 7.5 games in the AL East. Tampa shut out Minnesota 7-0. Series continues tonight on the Fan at 6:25. Aaron Judge heading to the injured list. Contusion and ligament sprain in that right big toe. No fractures, though, so that's a good thing. And Nestor Cortes going to the IL as well with a shoulder strain or sprain. I forget which letter I lost there. Then there's the story of Jacob DeGrom. So the Rangers beat the Cardinals 6-4. That's the good news for Texas. The bad news for DeGrom, Tommy John surgery. A second one, and he was quite emotional yesterday.
And I'll be able to be out there and help them win. It stinks. So this is what we love to do, but, you know, finding this out, coming here more. Wanting to be out here and helping the team, you know, it's a disappointment.
Yeah. Get lost, be a competitor. You loser.
No. He needs Tommy John surgery, Al. That's rude.
Well, that's, of course, that's an Eddie drop, and sometimes people don't understand that.
I thought Al put a mic on and did that.
No, we know that. And
terrible.
Hey, look, man, he wants to be on the mound. Yes, I feel bad. I do feel bad for him. I don't know. Well, this guy's had so many injuries. It's unbelievable.
And he was getting killed this year because people thought he was a hypochondriac, and now we're finding out that's not the case.
I don't know. I like the fact that he cares, that he wants to be out there, because you don't see that all the time in pro sports, but how could you really feel bad for him?
Well, I know he's got the money and all that other stuff.
I feel bad for the pitcher. I do.
He's got to go through a second Tommy John surgery.
And that rehab is brutal.
You guys, I mean, like, I don't have any idea what that's like. I've seen guys go through knee injuries and going through their, you know, they're like Breece Hall, what he's gone through, what Saquon Barkley's gone through. And nothing but respect for those guys to be able to come back from those injuries. I mean,
it's got
to
be horribly depressing the next year for him.
God, he's going to have his arm on a table, in about 3 weeks. They'll go in, they'll try to refix it again, and then he's got to somehow ramp it back up and get back out on the mound and try to throw 100 miles an hour again.
Not good.
Easy, man. And I know $190 million makes it all go away, I guess. I don't know.
Well, some of it.
It helps, but it's got to just be emotionally draining, I would think. Marlins beat the Royals 6-1, 5 in a row for Miami. Luis Arraez, 2-for-4, raises the batting average to .401. A couple of other things real quick. You got Game 3 in Miami tonight for the Nuggets and the Heat. And Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin, fully participated in the team's OTA practice on Tuesday. Here was Brandon Bean.
Think back, you know, we're just at the beginning of June, and that was the beginning of January, and we were just hoping he'd live. And now he's not only got a normal life, but we're talking about playing not any football, NFL football. So thrilled for him, all the people that have been around him, and it's an amazing story.
Yes, it is, no question about it. And finally, 2 Cleveland Browns players, they're okay, but Greg Newsome, a cornerback, and defensive tackle Perrion Winfrey, robbed at gunpoint by six masked men. This was according to a police report. Neither hurt. The incident occurred when they left a nightclub late Sunday night.
You know, that tells me somebody in the nightclub said those guys are in there. They're loaded up with their jewelry or whatever.
And they were targets.
And they're gonna, and you're going to be a target. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the masks that came off, one of those, the criminals, you know, was under there. John Morant. Crazy. Sort of like Scooby-Doo. You know, it's John Morant under there. Adam Silver goes, damn it.
You meddling kids.
Yeah, you meddling Morant.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network talking about the PGA and LIV merger yesterday. And if you are Adam Silver or Rob Manfred, I don't think Roger Goodell's got much to worry about. But maybe at some point down the road, Saudi Arabia decides to go after football, too. But I would imagine that they have their sights set on basketball first and foremost. And I would imagine that Adam Silver and the smart people that he deals with have to have some sort of plan right now on what to do if that happens. You think that this is over with golf? No way!
I mean, look at soccer. You know, wait for tennis to come. I would just also think that, you know, maybe they invest in the USFL or the XFL. Wow. No, I think one of them is a partner with the NFL. I'm not sure which one, but...
Well, it was...
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the XFL, I believe, is the partner.
That would be the only way that another one of those football leagues could work is if they took all the players. And even then, it would be tough with the brand names of football.
Yeah, you'd have to go get Patrick Mahomes.
You'd have to take Joe all Burrow. The players. And then would it go up against the NFL games, or would they play it in spring? Like, I don't even know. I mean, this really could, and this is not hyperbole, but this could, especially now that they won in the way that they did the PGA Tour, this could turn sports upside down forever.
Well, you remember, you know, the NFL and the AFL, they combined. The WHA and the NHL, they combined. The ABA and the NBA, they merged.
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
I know. I'm just thinking that this again, I go back to a number of different things. Possible embarrassing information in legal discovery papers.
Embarrassing just because of the
embarrassing
collusion?
And also legality problems.
Well, sure. If it's illegal that they were colluding, trying to all get together to stop LIV, yes, that's fine. But, I mean, embarrassing. It's like, you know, Jay Monahan, you know, caught in compromising position photos or something
Nothing like that. I'm talking about legal issues. I'm talking about collusion. I'm talking about, you know, that type of stuff and whatever was found in legal discovery that you don't want out there. And I know that, you know, Jay Monahan can say yesterday, you know, on CNBC, he's not worried about the initial reaction. He's worried about where the game is going to be 10 years from now and how they're growing the game, basically how they're all making more money and how he saved his job. You know, that's basically what happened here. They merged. He saves the job. The Saudi Arabian leader of this public investment fund becomes the chairman of the entity, but he remains the CEO.
Yeah. And what it's the Saudi Public
Investment Fund.
Saudi Public Investment Fund.
PIV.
All right. Do you think we can get a hold of them? Hey, PIV, can I interest you in Odyssey?
Right. You know, like I told you.
Right.
It is a political corner that they got backed into, and I think they created some of their own problems because initially I don't think that they thought that it was a real entity. And by the way, Phil Mickelson, Greg Norman, you know, Dustin Johnson, you know, these are the guys that are the ones that really got behind LIV because they took the money, and they're the ones that now forced 2 years later these clandestine meetings in London.
Yeah, I don't want to like try to recreate a meme here, but I was laughing yesterday when someone sent me a GIF of it said, this is what the guys who took the LIV money are saying to the guys that stayed, and it was a woman fanning herself with cash, going, how you doing over there with your broke ass? Like that. And it's true. I mean, that's the way that they're probably feeling. Like, look now, we're all in bed together, we're all together, we took the risk, people called us a bunch of names, but guess what, we won and you lost.
I just remember, you know, Phil Mickelson tried to get into the PGA Tour and say, look guys, after the tour's over, the FedEx Championship's over, we can do something with LIV and we can create a 48-person, the top 48 golfers, and create a whole nother financial level of competition and a different way of doing things. And the PGA Tour initially didn't want to hear anything about that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of tweets right now from golfers at CBS Sports Network has put up there, including the sensation of Full Swing Joel Damon saying, I'm growing up being a big fan of the Four Aces. Maybe one day I get to play for them on the PGA Tour.
Max Holm and Out of the World of Friends, it's too late for us to workshop some of these team names. Obviously, the Four Aces is one of the team names, a big joke that the PGA players had because of the silliness of being on the CW and having these stupid team names. Hideki could have bought Spirit Airlines if he had signed with the LIV Tour. Yeah. I mean, this is, it's something else, man. It really is. It was totally shocking yesterday.
Well, it's all going to be about how much money are the guys who stayed on the PGA Tour going to get up front, like bonus money. Because if they don't get it, I don't know how Rory McIlroy can walk into a room with Jim Dunn, who's his buddy. If Jim Dunn's a part of this, behind the scenes, advising Jay Monahan to essentially do this to save the PGA Tour, which I think is what happened here. But how do you walk into a room with your buddy Rory McIlroy and say, by the way, we have to do this, and you're not getting anything? So I got to believe that there's going to be a financial windfall for the PGA Tour players that played. If there isn't, there's going to be more lawsuits.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of politicians going after a nomination and mudslinging and going crazy after one another, saying how this person's not fit to be the president, they suck, they did this, they're horrible, and then becoming their running mate.
Either becoming their running mate or wanting a position in their cabinet.
Yeah, right. Right. Just they'd be like, oh, well, wait a second. You said this, and this about this. This person sucked, and there's no way that they could be the president. Now, all of a sudden, because it benefits you, you're going to stand side by side with this person that you said hated and was going to be horrible for the country. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's go to Steve in Massapequa. What's going on, Steve?
How are you guys? How's everything?
All right, Stevie, what's happening, brother?
So here's the issue. And it's one thing that Gio said early on in the conversation, and I'm not going to get into society's bigger problems and all that, but you just said, you know, next year nobody's going to think about this. And that's a big thing. So if you tell me this would have happened, and we're going 22 years after September 11th, if this happened 20 years ago, there's no way this ever would have happened. But the further we move away from the events, of course, the more we forget. And then the 9/11 families, the further we move away from the event, the volume of their voice gets lower and lower. So nobody really cares. And once again, you throw a bunch of money at the problem, and it goes away. What does that tell you? What does that tell any of us? And like you hit it, and one of my other things was, yes, if they went after MLB, if they went after the NFL, and they tried to infuse all this money into it, would we be even talking about this? Probably not.
And well, why not? So, why not?
No, back then.
But oh, now, okay, back then.
But now, that you never would have heard of this. But golf is one of those soft sports where they can go after, like you said, you know, look at soccer, look at... look
well,
at
Steve, what about the NBA in China and their relationship
that
they have?
I was just going to say. But, you know, it's a shame. It really is a shame. In the human condition in this country, when we're 22 years away from something, and we can't even get involved. That's it. You know, oh, we don't care. Let's move on. Who cares about this? You know, it's 22 years later. Blah blah blah. That is a real statement on where we are. And when you look at the global community and how money is infused everywhere, just throw money at any problem, it's going to go away.
Well, I mean, there's a price for everything, as people say, right? There's, and even your morality sometimes in these situations, where if the number was $200,000, maybe someone says no. When it's $2 billion, someone says yes. I mean, it's just...
It reminds me of like when a president who is either a Democrat or a Republican has to make a decision that he knows his base is going to be totally against, but he knows it's for the better good of the country when he makes the decision, at least in his mind, that's how he figures it out, whatever that decision may be. And in this case, the PGA Tour was saved, I believe, and I do believe that, you know, the Monahan, the commissioner, is taking the slings and arrows right now, like he should. He looks like a hypocrite. There are a lot of very upset family members that are part of 9/11 groups, and I understand it. I'm a part of that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm disgusted by it, but I also understand the practicalities of it, and I understand that his advisors are going to be telling him, look, man, we don't want to go any further with this lawsuit because we're paying so much money to the lawyers. We don't have the amount of money that the other side has, and the amount of money will continue to be spent to keep pushing us. And Phil Mickelson intimated that at the PGA Championship.